And welcome back to Living Blended. I'm Colby.
And I'm Megan.
And it has been a minute.
It has been several minutes, yes.
Yeah, we had some life stuff go on and I think just kind of lost sight of it. Didn't really make the time to record, but we want to get back to our regular bi-weekly schedule.
Yeah, we had had some planning to do for some things we had going on. Mm-hmm. Kind of things we have going on.
We got married.
We did get married.
Yeah.
That was you, right? Top of the mountain?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was incredible.
It was beautiful.
We flew out to Denver, had a very intimate ceremony with
like 10 our people? Kids.
Yeah. And your family, our best friends, officiated. And it was just perfect. It was exactly what I wanted it to be. I think you too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Small and intimate and... I've been to weddings where it's like, you know, huge and being the center of attention is just not, unless it's a karaoke bar, it's just not my thing.
Yeah. And then we came back and had a reception and that was awesome too.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was at my parents' house. My dad and my bonus mom helped, not helped, they put together this beautiful reception for us and at their house, which is kind of set up for a party. My parents can be a little bit, they're more party people than we are. They stay up far later than we do most nights.
Yes. Yeah. Speak for yourself there.
Okay.
You sleep by
9:30.
they are probably later than I am, the two.
Yeah. But yeah, it was beautiful. And then we left a couple weeks after that and went to Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrated
to,
being Maui.
Kind of tie the kids into the, oh, okay, sorry. I just talked right over your incredible joke there.
It was beautiful.
To bring the kids into the wedding, too, we can talk a little bit about how we kind of involved them in it.
We did a sand ceremony. I can't remember which one of us started that idea or, like, saw that idea and wanted to bring it in.
But, yeah. Well, I think it's common for just a general...
It is. Yeah, it's very common where each member of the family has a separate jar of sand and a separate color, and then you take turns pouring it in. Sort of one at a time, and it creates this this piece of art that you can that's now up in our house.
It's perfect. And it didn't. We live in Texas, so we had to get it back, and that was a journey.
Journey in and of itself.
Yeah,
yes.
Just getting the sand there and trying to convince TSA that it was not
like
a
cocaine
problem
or something.
Yeah.
We're not smuggling drugs.
Yeah, on there and back and. It got a little jostled, but I think it still looks good.
Yeah, I love it.
We had that. You had wrote vows for them.
I did. I wrote vows to each of them and just sort of let them know that, without going into too much detail, because it is, you know, it's intimate, that just kind of my promises to them and you know, what the commitment means.
Yeah. So. And our oldest, our six-year-old, wrote some to you.
Mm-hmm. That was a total surprise. I had no idea.
Yeah, just how a six-year-old would kind of explain the way he feels, which is, I don't know, just going to be genuine and nice to look back on, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
We
gave them little, because we did, obviously, we got married, we exchanged rings. I gave them small bracelets that are like a heart, but has the infinity symbol inside of it. Just to kind of signify that we love them forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you were saying that we went to Maui for our honeymoon.
We did. We went to Maui for our honeymoon.
What, 10 out of 10 would recommend?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely, though, awesome. Which we didn't know as Texans in July, we were not prepared to have to bring something like winter clothes to Hawaii in July. Because why would you think that? But there was definitely a day that we really would have... appreciated having knees and gloves.
I think most people who go to Hawaii probably don't do Haleakala?
Yeah, Haleakala.
Haleakala.
Though if you do go to Maui, go to Haleakala.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Yes, do it at sunrise or sunset. And it's an experience like no other, I think.
Yeah, I didn't even know this guy could turn those colors.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Cool. Yeah, so we had some of that stuff go on.
We got a new puppy when we got back.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So if you hear her, we gave her a chew treat, so she's munching on that. So we're hoping that lasts the entire episode. If not, you may hear her torturing one of the other dogs in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're up to three now. We're turning into a little miniature dog farm.
Yeah, it's it's very noisy around our house, especially when the Amazon guy shows up.
Yeah, or the wind blows.
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way.
But anyway, so we thought now would be a good time to talk about going back to school.
Yeah, school starts, for some people it starts this week. For us, it starts on Monday, this coming Monday. So a couple, like 5 days from now, 6 days from now. It's back to school time. It's every teacher's, the phrase that they hate to hear.
Yeah.
Back to school time.
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah. I would say it doesn't really matter what state you're in. I think it's rough all over as far as teacher shortage is concerned.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, this isn't going to be a Debbie Downer episode in the future of education. So we wanted to talk about back to school, lessons learned.
We got one going into first grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got one going into the first grade. Super excited about it.
Yes, he's very excited. A little bit nervous.
Yes.
He's tried to tell him that it's totally normal. Everybody's nervous. All your friends are nervous. Your teachers are nervous.
Yeah.
Everybody's nervous.
Yeah, yeah. And he had a pretty good kindergarten. I think he adapted well.
He did. I remember those first couple of weeks coming home from school, how exhausted he was. And I can't remember exactly how he phrased it, but it was something about like, my brain is tired or something like that.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of anxious to see how it's going to turn out this time.
Okay, so I guess we could kick it off with some lessons learned from last year.
Yeah, I mean, he's going into first grade, so we definitely figured out what works and doesn't work for us, throughout his first year. I'm sure that it'll continue to evolve each year.
Yeah.
And obviously be different by each family, so.
Right, yeah. The first one that stood out to me was shopping. It's back to school shopping.
The big yellow pencil at Target. You know, there's a big yellow pencil that points like back to school section this way. Come on,
yeah. So this
big
is
big yellow pencil.
This is our second year. In the first year we did it, I think focused a little bit too much on the experience of it for us rather than the experience of it for him.
Right.
Not that we did anything like extra or crazy.
We just met up at Target.
Yeah, yeah. So we met up with his bio mom at Target, and we went and picked out a backpack and all the school supplies that go with it. Yeah. And that was really it. We didn't really go school clothes shopping or anything like that together. We kind of did
that separately. That's kind of how we always clothes shop. Like, she buys stuff to stay at her house, we buy stuff to stay at ours.
Yeah. And I feel like it should go without saying that they only need one backpack. And,
right.
You know, there are certain things that you're going to need to have at both houses, but I don't think a backpack is in that list. That just seems like a headache.
Yeah, it seems chaotic to switch the backpack every time.
Yeah. But anyway, they were with their mom on the first day of school, and we wanted to be a part. So we all talked before, and all kind of wanted to share in that experience. And then I remember like leaving that thinking, that was a little silly. Like, we didn't really... Yes, sure, it's good for the boys to see us all together. I think that's good for them.
Yeah. But there's also a ton of times they see that naturally. Like, this was forced. Whereas a lot of times they see that naturally at games or at, you know, just like events like that. Or like
gymnastics.
Yeah, whatever. Back to school, like going to like meet the teachers. Like things like that it's, you know, important that we're all at versus like going to my backpack. Like,
Right.
So is it important for us to shop together at Target? Probably not.
No. So leaving there, it kind of felt more self-serving. So we agreed to just, you know, whoever has him or them on the first day of school, they'll go take them backpack shopping.
Yeah.
You know, I think throughout the whole co-parenting process, we've always agreed on expenses being shared 50-50. And there's plenty of like the nickel dime stuff that it's not even worth the time to send the text sometimes. So, I mean, stuff like backpack and stuff, we're all on the same page there, but I think it's probably important to make sure you're on the same page.
Right.
And that there's not any frustration, you know, from
a financial standpoint.
Yeah. Financially. Mm-hmm. Which I mean, if there is, we'll probably get into this a little later. There are definitely tools to manage that. So shopping was one. That we kind of wanted to change different. Another roadblock that we hit a little bit last year was communication from the school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you set up the communication with the school, you're registered at the school at one address. Like, you have to have an address to register, and our address feeds into the school that they're going to. And so it was my email address that was on it, and we went back and forth with the administration of the school to make sure that she's getting emails, that the bio mom's getting emails, and there's still some, like, wouldn't fall through the cracks. So we did make it a point to basically forward everything, like, overshare,
yeah. if it's possible. Yeah, it's not even necessarily like a, I don't even think that's one of those things where the school is, like, not doing their due diligence. It's basically, I mean, because I've used the same system that they use because I taught in the same district, but it was you either don't click anything at all, and it's only going to go to whoever the primary registrant was. So whoever registered him, which is obviously going to be you because it's laid out that way in the decree and using this address, or they have to go in and individually click that you want to add on additional parents. And it basically, if they just leave it at the default, it's only going to send it to you.
Yeah.
So, that's just a system issue.
Sometimes I would get the communication. Sometimes we would both get the communication. And so this year we just created, this kind of served two purposes, which I think we can talk about both, but mm-hmm. it created a, just a shared email address that we could use for all, you know, and then just give the password. All three of us have the password and just go in and
everybody has
access. You see the communications, yeah. You see, and with that we did a shared calendar so we could keep track of, you know, if we're swapping days here and there, or just the general custody agreement to make sure that everybody's on the same page on who's picking up them, you know, on this day. Because sometimes when you're doing that stuff well in advance, you know, for Christmas or for Thanksgiving, and you're setting that schedule in July or whatever, it's easy to forget.
Yeah. Or even just to make sure everybody's on the same page with events and, you know, back to school, like be the teacher, or both of them now are going to be playing baseball, and, you know, make sure that everybody knows when practices are, which days, and which kid has a game which day, you know, those kinds of things. Yeah. Making sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. And I feel like you can make that as simple or as complicated as it needs to be for your setup too,
for your situation.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we're using just Google Calendar because that worked for both of us, but there are plenty of sources. I was just looking through a couple of Cozy is a super popular one for just all families in general. It's not specific to co-parenting, but there were a couple that were actually specific to co-parenting that had fees attached to them, but seemed like they seemed interesting enough to warrant talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Our Family Wizard was the biggest one that I saw.
Okay.
And it had a bunch of functionality outside of just a calendar. So it had a shared calendar where you could pretty easily swap days. You could see the agreements. You could see doctor's appointments. You could track finances in there if finances are a struggle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can like put it in there, say how much you pay of medical bills or how much you pay of extracurricular stuff. And it would kind of just split it up and, you know, let the other party know. There was, what was the other one? I'm blanking on the other one. There was another popular one that was about the same. They were like $10 a month.
Okay.
But yeah, so that could be an option.
$10 a month to save a headache can be well worth it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I read through some of the reviews, and a lot of them were, I had to have this as part of my divorce decree. Like this was like in,
it was required?
Yeah, like written in the divorce decree that they would use.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was specifically that service, but they said that it was a lifesaver. It saved headaches of them having to, you know, because sometimes it's awkward to say, hey, you know, I paid this doctor bill. Can you send me the money?
Mm-hmm.
When you can just put it into an app that just will send out notifications or just makes it a little easier.
A third party.
Yeah.
A neutral, automated third party.
Right. Yeah, so we got Meet the Teacher coming up, which I guess we can...
on Thursday.
Yeah, well, it can segue into just general events and, communication with the teacher and with the school and things that we're going to do differently. We actually went back and forth with their bio mom today about something you found.
There's a resource that I use. It's the resources stepmomming.com. She runs a website, and she also runs, I originally found her on Instagram, and just loved, she talked a lot about co-parenting, especially about, you know, biological moms and bonus moms, you know, getting along and sort of, you know, how that can make such a difference for for kids. And there was a resource that she shared because it's back to school time. And I follow a lot of different things about blended families or co-parenting. And she happened to share a resource that is all about, it's just a back to school resource for the teacher. And it has things on there, you know, that this is the child's name. This is the family situation that they're in. Because it's like, especially as young kids in first, you know, kindergarten, first, second grade, it's not necessarily super common. By the time they get to middle school, high school, I mean, it's much more common for, you know, teachers to work with blended households and blended families, you know, because more children have come from divorced homes. But at, you know, that age group, it's just not something that teachers deal with a lot. So it's a just a form, and it was one that I found and filled it in with our information. Just basically says who he is, what our schedule is. Here's who, you know, this is mom, this is dad, this is stepmom. You know, we all communicate well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just letting you know that's why there's 3 points of contact, just to kind of give her a heads up that that it's not a nuclear family, that we are in 2 separate households, and just kind of giving her the pertinent information that she needs to know.
Yeah, that was kind of a lesson learned from last year, just because his teacher was never, I think she was kind of trying to work to diagnose behavior. Mm-hmm. Like, he was struggling a little bit with his behavior in school towards the beginning and middle of the year. And the teacher was just trying to figure out, you know, does it have to do with
transition days?
Yeah, days or the house that he's at. Like, is there any sort of recurring theme?
Right. And
she just didn't know where what our schedule was.
Like, who was dropping him off in the morning, who was picking him up, things like that. And so this particular form lays out that, you know, on these days, mom drops off. On these days, you know, dad or stepmom drops off. And then same thing with pickup. So it just kind of lets the teacher, you know, be aware of just kind of what the schedule is.
Yeah. Well, we mean better to give them more information
than not enough.
Yeah. It might seem extra, but I don't know. They might be a teacher who appreciate it. Maybe they're just going to shred it. Who knows? They might just, you know, crinkle it up and throw in the trash, but they might just use it as a reference guide too. So
I would say as a,
what's the harm?
As an educator, I definitely think that I know that I always appreciated having more information than not.
Right.
That if a kid had multiple parents or multiple households, I always wanted to know that information because I feel like it could, there's no harm in having additional information.
Right.
Especially when you're talking about, oh, were you at, you know, what did you and so-and-so do this weekend? And you want to make sure you're talking about the right parent or, and even just letting them know that that we all do get along and we all do communicate so that there's no walking on eggshells about like, ooh, do you mention like stepmom around mom? Do you mention mom around, you know, those kinds of things. Like,
yeah.
And letting them know that there's no point of contention there.
Yeah. And it might be worth kind of linking that resource. We could probably do it on our social media that we'll get back started and on our website. And then events are a big part of school. I mean, parent-teacher meetings,
mm-hmm.
Field trips are a big part. I think it's just important to keep everybody involved.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I could definitely see times where it could get more contentious, you know, like for instance, if like I would want to go, me personally, I'd want to go on every single field trip that mm-hmm. I could possibly go on, but I also don't want to overwhelm Carter and I want to share that experience too, you know? So, I don't exactly know how to, we really haven't had to manage that yet.
I think that all conferences, like after school parent-teacher conferences we all went to.
Yeah.
I think with other things like class parties, it was just kind of whoever could fit it in their schedule, like whoever had the time to go.
Right.
I remember went to like I think both of y'all went to the end of the year one. She and I went to field day together.
Right. Yeah. It's not like you can't go together.
Yeah.
I
think it's just kind of who has the availability and the time. I mean, I think both for the most part, I think field trips would be one of those things that's like maybe a little bit more challenging just because of this, you know, they usually have a limited number of chaperones because they have a limited number of space at whatever field trip site they're going to.
Right.
So, it's like, we can't have necessarily everybody there if they only have a certain number of slots at, you know, the theater they're going to or at the zoo or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also we kind of wanted to talk about just education rights in general.
And this kind of goes for whether you're a biological parent, a step parent, even, I mean, sometimes even a grandparent, that FERPA is
Is it a national?
It is, yeah. It's a federal law.
Okay.
So FERPA is a federal law, and it just stands for the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act.
Yeah, FERPA is like the HIPAA of education.
Correct. And it just deals with, like, who is able to access student records and what records they are required to hand over. And so it just basically talks about, until they reach the age of 18, that those rights are on the parents, that those rights are go to the parents, that if you want to retain your child's educational records, inspect your child's educational records, that the school has to allow you to do that.
Yeah.
And once the child reaches 18 or beyond, they can gain that that access themselves. Obviously, it's not something we're talking about with a first grader, but it's basically anybody who has a legitimate educational interest in the child, which is usually defined as a parent or step-parent, grandparent.
I was going to say, use air quotes when you say parent.
Right.
I mean, it's like an all-encompassing
parent definition. Yeah, it's basically a caregiver who the child resides with 50% or more of the time.
Right.
Is how the law is stated. Right. So, because, I mean, there definitely are times where it's an aunt or uncle or a grandparent or whoever is, you know, somebody else is in charge of that child's care. And they would have those same... the same access to those educational records.
Yeah. And that was important, especially important for me because your background in education, your mm-hmm. knowledge of the system, your understanding of how learning goes. So, you know, I think it was invaluable. Invaluable?
That's correct.
Invaluable to them? I think it was important for them.
It's the irregardless thing.
Like, I'm totally digressing here, but the other day I had a moment like that where I was typing in an email. You probably don't do this as much as I do because you're one with the words. But I like type out something and I was like, wait, no, I don't know if I'm, or was I writing it? I can't remember. I couldn't remember how to spell it. And I was like, I'm just going to use another
different
word.
We talked about this when we first started dating. You used the word irregardless and used it twice. And I was just like, oh, that's my word. Like, I just kept, but we had just met. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything, but oh my God, it's not a word. Red flag, red flag.
Yeah, you did at some point.
Oh, yeah. Well, by the time we got to know each other a little bit, I was like, don't quit saying that. You look like an idiot.
See, and this is why I want you involved in the kids' education.
Just because I know what words are words.
I don't want to teach them wrong words.
Okay.
No, it was just an important thing for me. It was a, you know, to use the phrase, a hill I wanted to die on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought it was super important for Carter and Caden to have that. So speak up if you, you know, if you're in a blended family and you feel like maybe the step parent isn't getting access to the rights that they should be getting, speak up.
And I will say for the, just to be devil's advocate, like I get it on the other side that if you maybe, you know, think that there's a situation of trying to be taken over or anything like that. I'll say for me personally, like that was never like an intention or anything like that. And, you know, I'm never that person that's like trying to take over a situation. It just that happens to be my area of expertise. Like, I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to like inspect medical records. I'm the person that Googles everything and is like, oh my God, we're all dying. Every time somebody has a headache or whatever. So mm-hmm. I probably, I don't necessarily need to go down that road. But with education, because it is my, it's been my profession for so long, it's just something that I like having, the access to, just because I do know that I have expertise there that can be utilized.
Right, right. So it could be a contentious topic, really. Everything in within a blended family or co-parenting can be a contentious topic. Yeah. So, you know, just attack it with grace. Yeah. Maybe attack is a poor word, but like come at it with grace.
Right.
And an objective view of the other party too.
Yeah.
You know, like you said. Other school events that are big are the first day of school.
Yes, that's a big one.
Yeah, and we're probably doing it the same last year that we did this year.
Yeah, we live within walking distance to his school, and so we, just for the sake of not having to find a place to park, we met here and then just walked. It's 4 blocks. So, yeah. Yeah, we met here and then we just all kind of walked over there together. And I think in the evening, because she has him on Monday nights, his mom has him on Monday nights, we met at like a cross street. Like she just parked right there instead of like walking all the way back, because it is August, it is Texas, and it is 8 billion degrees outside.
Oh, yeah, you're saying on pickup.
Yeah, on pickup.
Yeah,
Yeah, in the morning it's not bad. But in the, in the afternoon we did pick up. You and I walked over there and then kind of, we just texted her when we got there, like, hey, we're, so we could all kind of see and hear about his first day of school, and then we went our separate ways.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the one outlier of the year, I think.
Yeah.
Where we do something like that. Everything else is, we're all pretty respectful of the custody agreement, mm-hmm. and kind of, you know, where he's going to be at. Yeah, and flexible to change it too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely flexibility. Like there was, I think after a party, it was a Friday afternoon or Friday, and you're like, you can take your kid with you after if you leave. And I don't remember if she had gotten caught by the
going to like after school care.
Yeah. I don't remember if she'd gotten caught by a train or... Maybe I was just like, there's a ton of parents who are like, if you don't want to fight the traffic, like I can just walk them to our house. You can pick them up there. And that like, it worked out well.
Yeah.
I mean, just like little things, like those little flexibilities like that help.
Yeah. So I think it's important to just remember that the, you know, going back to school is a big change for kids. Mm-hmm. It's an even bigger change for kids in a blended family, yes. who are living in two different houses. You know, have the conversation about finances, the costs that go into all the back to school stuff. Make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Let the teacher know what's going on. Don't let them make assumptions. Be upfront about your situation.
Yeah. I mean, we'll start that with meet the teacher night. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we come at her with there's three of us and there's Carter, I think she's going to put the puzzle pieces together. But we're also just going to be up front and say, hey, you know, hey, this is our situation. This is, you know, Megan, their stepmom, and, you know, so on. There's plenty of apps and resources out there to manage your finances, to manage your calendars, to make sure.
I will say that we do have one that we didn't share. We use a shared calendar or a shared photo album.
Oh, yes.
Because, like, one of the things that was on this communication form or this document that we're going to give to his teacher this year, letting her know like who he is and what our setup is and things like that, was about communication preferences. And on it, it asked for, and this may work for some families, it's just not necessary for us, but they asked for 2 copies of everything to be sent home and to send it home on that parent's day.
Yeah.
And it seemed really convoluted for the teacher to kind of keep having to look at things like that. That's just a lot to expect on somebody who's spends their day with 6-year-olds. I wouldn't remember to do that at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. But if there's something that like a note that comes home about like an upcoming event or a fundraiser, or which I feel like there's always a fundraiser.
Welcome to public
school.
Man,
all the fundraisers. We just take pictures of them and then pop them into a shared album and we can all view them and they're just all there.
Yeah.
And that's like calendars or, you know, homeworks for the week or just whatever it happens to be that pertains
like take home for that week. Yeah. That's like their objectives for the week. I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Homework is one we haven't really gotten into, like homework and projects mm-hmm. are probably going to be more of a challenge the older that they get.
Yes.
You know, going between houses. So again, like with everything, it's just going to come down to communication.
Yeah. I mean, there's the one thing I keep thinking of is like, well, what if they work at a project over here on the weekend and then they forget to, you know, it's due that Friday and, or, you know, whatever day, like it's due
right.
when it's they've due transitioned on a day that we don't have them.
Right.
And we forgot to send it. But I mean, that's happened plenty of times where we've had to stop by her house because we're like, oh, we forgot to send this. Or she's had to come over here because we're like, oh crap, I forgot to send that. Like, sorry. And, you know, like we accidentally had his folder. We'll leave it in the mailbox or I'll run it up to your car. You know, can you pick it up? Whatever. And so I just think having a good relationship is, can help with things like that. So the kid doesn't have to be, I remember as a kid that there was times that I was like, oh, I left my project. I'm going to have to redo it because my parents aren't going to get along well enough for me to go back over there.
Yeah. That's us.
Yeah.
We don't ever want to be there.
We don't want to be. There's always going to be that time where you have to run out to Walmart at 9 o'clock at night because they have a project due the next day. That's hard enough. You don't want to make it harder by adding on
I feel like being in separate households is only going to exacerbate that. I think it's just going to be more of an issue Given the same kid, putting them in two separate houses is just going to be more of an issue.
Yeah. So I'm grateful that we do have that ability to communicate well. So
yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal if something gets left. We can
right. It's work another set of to eyes too on everything that's due and needed.
God, because there's definitely been times where like one of us is like, oh hey, don't forget that that's an early release day, and then the other two were like, it's an early release day.
Right.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah,
I get, oh yeah. Totally I'm getting off now.
Okay. I'll go pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's if I hadn't had the same schedule as him last year, there definitely would have been times when I've been like, is it early release?
Yeah.
Whoopsie. Okay.
See, that's where the shared calendar comes in.
Yeah.
Like, I probably just dedicate an hour of time to go in, and it's very new to us. I mean, we literally set it up today.
Yeah.
But to go in and to add all those early release days, that are already published.
Yeah, or the random, like, teacher development days or stuff like that, we need to pre-plan for, like, a Monday off work, or somebody needs to be planning to work at home that day, something like that, so that... we're not trying to drop a kid off at an empty school.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And just be patient with the process. We've been together for 2.5 years now. Mm-hmm. It's slowly, I feel like, has gotten better. Like, your relationship with her has been good. My relationship it's just been, I think, pretty good. We've probably taken more of the, parallel parenting route, with hopes that it'll eventually bring us closer to co-parenting. I feel like these small steps are just going to help get closer to a better, more healthy co-parenting relationship, because right now it's, I think, more on that spectrum. It's closer to a parallel parenting where you do, the stuff in your house, we'll do the stuff in our house. There's probably some frustrations there, some kind of unsaid frustrations, just because it's not, to use the phrase again, a hill to die on. It's not worth it. Like, it's just your personal frustration. Like, you are being the proper you're. How do you say that when you're saying you're in general and I'm not talking to you? Come on, English.
I don't know what you're driving at here.
Oh, like when you use the term you're, but you're...
Like a universal you're?
Well, no, because like you're... English you're?
Oh, gosh. See, now I'm thinking you're talking about like the days of yore.
No, Y-O-R-E. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't know. I'm going to have to Google that later, though. Okay. Or just try and explain it better. And I forgot where I was going with that. I don't know. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then I think that's all we have for today. Don't know what we're going to do next, but it'll be in 2 weeks. So until then,
talk to you later. Bye. We'll be right back.